Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. This spring, the best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got some jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. That chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but it's
sticks?
Like it's little,
just...
the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
oh, like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is. God. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Like, nice. The sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery
Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast?
Do I have
to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box
of
Awesome.
I've never wanted to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their
butt. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Does it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love Wall Street Kid.
In a fun, accessible way.
Hate to break it to
you, finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job. Well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the allowance? I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You just had to mow the lawn.
I had the big lawn. Suburbs.
Big
dishwasher.
I just had a lot of chores. It wasn't like one chore. It was like I just had
to
do chores.
Yeah, I just had
week.
To like clean. And
my parents
yeah.
had kind of Skinner box thing going on where like I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way to keep your kid doing those chores.
You had company script
The intermittent reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Sign you up. Tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible
kids.
Responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Honk honk! What's that sound? It's four crazy teens driving a truck full of flavor into Papa John's new Pussy Wagon Pizza. We took the Papa's classic pit of piping hot cheese and filled it with a big yellow truck full of magical items, and the flavors are wiggity whack. We're talking puberty-stuffed crust with hair in every bite. We're talking Papa's new assassin sauce. So spicy, it'll feel like hitmen from every conceivable time period are murdering your taste buds. Woo, the Papa popped off with this one. Wash down your pussy wagon pizza with a Mountain Dew. Just straight up Mountain Dew. Nothing special about it. Just a plastic 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew that comes to you a little bit too warm, so you gotta put ice in it when you pour it into a Solo cup. Again, just a regular run-of-the-mill 2-liter soda you can buy anywhere for half the price that we charge. Like, at Papa John's, you can pay double for a 2-liter soda. Objectively, the worst soda you can buy. And when it comes time to refrigerate it, you either gotta lie it down sideways because your fridge shelves can't accommodate the height of a 2-liter bottle, or you gotta stuff it into the shelves by the door where it gets shaken up every time you open your fridge so it goes flat even faster. Who needs their pizza ussy eaten? We do. So come on by the Papa's and burn your flesh in our scalding pit of cheese, or apply for a part-time job today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, a podcast instead about Dungeons and Dragons, where
yes,
we play four teens sent back through a portal back to the world that they originally came from to fix things.
They didn't originally come from this world.
Yeah, we're from our old world.
That's true. A tale of four teens sent into another world, our world, to fix things. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the ranger of the group. I think I said rogue accidentally last time. The rogue ranger, if you will. Rogue used in the other
multi-classing
sense.
Now? Can you
multi-class? Rogue is an adjective.
Rogue is an adjective, not as a class, please. Yes.
The Rouge Ranger.
The Rouge Ranger.
Aw.
Survivalist of the group. This week's Taylor fact, Taylor has a mini bike back at home. And I don't know if you know this, but these are like little tiny two-stroke, like miniature motorcycles. He has a mini bike that his mom got him because he really wanted to get a mini bike. It's loud. It's obnoxious. He's modified it so that it rolls coal.
Oh my God.
Do you know what rolling coal is?
No.
Yeah, I know what rolling coal is,
it
dude.
It sounds awful.
For I go to those big truck shows.
So rolling coal is when you modify a diesel engine to burn less efficiently so that you can like spew black clouds pollution out into the air.
Thing
that sucks.
If you saw the end of Nathan
and some people
for
like
you,
to sit like in a line and then they'll roll coal over the crowd and the diesel heads love it. They love fucking getting hit with that.
They're getting exactly what they deserve.
It yeah, spews just shitloads of pollution. Just clouds and clouds
so
of
Taylor's
pollution.
A bad person.
So no. Because Taylor got done with the mini bike, so he lets all his friends in the neighborhood ride it
this
whenever
is
he wants.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
This is a surprise.
And then when the cops and
the
then when the cops
run, Bethany.
Yes. And then when the cops showed up to be like, hey, your mini bike has been rolling coal all the place, Taylor Swift was like, but I just let all my friends borrow it. It's not my, it's not my bike, certainly. But all my friends borrow it to spew shit in the environment. Therefore, I am blameless. And the cop looked him dead in the eye and said, yup.
And
you're right.
Say you'll remember me.
Look, Taylor Swift may consume thousands of times more carbon than any of us, but she also provides thousands of times more top
enjoyment.
One hits
oh
enjoyment than any of us.
40 hits.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right.
That sounded
who's
like you
next?
Were going to go next.
I know,
you're next.
Like you're
you
so
just
upset.
Took it, Beth. Take it and run.
Yeah, chill
Hi.
Out on the airplane,
Hi.
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Wait. Oh my God. She's going next.
I fucking will.
Oh my God. Do
if
it.
You don't, if you don't hurry up. All right. Go ahead.
No. It's,
okay.
It's my
you,
turn.
Beth. It's you.
Hey, everybody. My name is. No, you go.
Hey, everybody. My name, no, you go.
This the whole episode's out of whack. Hey, everybody, my name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln. Do you sure you don't want to go back? My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, schooled at home soccer kid who's the protective paladin of the group. Final sense to talk about until I decide to do the other weird senses, which I forgot what they are, like pressure or whatever. But final sense is sight. So Lincoln's favorite thing to see with his eyeballs. It's a tie.
A tie?
It's
like,
a tie.
Like how tied?
No, not a tie.
Oh.
It is equally liked, these two things that
he
sees. It's his dad's hugging. You know, he's just really, he's really
aww,
happy when he sees
that's
his
very
dad.
Wholesome.
Yeah. And then the other thing he loves just as much is just like the surface tension of water. Just like, you know, that
the
trick.
Surface tension.
Oh, like when you
water
put a little drop and then like
yeah,
it's like a.
Or like that trick where you like put like a spoon under a sink and the water goes around one side of the spoon and not the other. It's just really.
Sounds
maybe
like
it's
he's
just
a big reddit.com/r/oddly-satisfying.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's a serial killer.
Maybe. We'll find out.
Does he like laminar?
He just
flow
likes two
videos?
Things that stick together, you know?
You know about laminar?
laminar water and other objects.
You know about the laminar flow videos, right?
Yeah, it's very cool. He hasn't seen those yet. He would go nuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For those who don't know, it's like a flow of liquid that it just looks like it's frozen in midair because, yeah, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyways, that's it.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, it's a call and response call thing response. Now.
Hi, I Will.
I hear you.
I'm Will Campos. I play.
Come on, you can do better than that.
I play Normal Oak, the mixed up mascot who doesn't know who he is anymore, Paramore, Stranger in a Strange Land.
Stranger Things, The Thing,
Hellfire Club. I haven't seen the show. Oh, he's a cleric. Normal fact about Normal this week is that since we just got part-time jobs, I thought I'd talk about Normal's first part-time job, which is also where he got the taste for mascotting, which is that he was hired by his mother, the proprietor of Swallow's Vegan Ice Cream, to play Vinny the Vegan Vulture, who was the mascot for a very short amount of time, who would waddle around outside Swallow's Vegan Ice Cream and offer free samples to people. But
I don't know if I would take anything from a vulture. Vulture?
Yeah. Like he's the vulture's vegan vulture,
the funniest
right?
mascot for an ice cream place, especially as called like
especially
Swallow.
A vegan.
It was short lived because Normal went so fucking sicko mode crazy in this mascot outfit, just like going aggro. It was the height of summer, so because of global warming, it was like 110 degrees outside in a jet black bird costume, and he got heat stroke pretty quickly.
Oh my
Which
God.
Is what would happen to a vegan vulture.
Yeah.
What if he was going around like, you gonna eat that? Get it? Because he's a vulture.
That's it. That's what he did. He'd go up to people and be like, you gonna eat that? Because you should eat this. Vegan ice cream.
That's really funny.
And then he passed out and got dehydrated.
But it was worth it.
It was worth it for the taste.
Was the business higher because there was a passed out vulture in the front?
The plan. Make sure that a mascot passes out in front of people, thus increase it. It's my Nathan impression, but it's too close to my normal voice.
Hi, I'm Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness who is not like the other warlocks. Fun fact about Scary this week is that the only part-time job she's ever had was making a lemonade stand when she was 10 years old. And then she didn't sell anything because she was too aggro.
She's too aggro?
She was.
You drink that?
Hey, come over here. Drink this. Yeah, no sales.
Damn.
Well, you'll be good for Papa John's.
Did you ever do a lemonade stand?
I did. A few times, actually.
Yeah.
Right on one side of a super busy street. And the other side of the street was a baseball field. So then the baseball team would always like ask for lemonade. And I would just constantly be running across this incredibly dangerous, busy street. And now that I think about it, I think they bought a lot of lemonade specifically to watch me and my younger brother run across the street because we did it a lot.
That's just that hustle grind set that Matt Arnold's all about.
No
it was
days
like
off.
That scene in what was it, Bullworth or what's the one where?
Bull Durham.
Where Eddie Murphy runs across the street.
It's definitely not Bull Durham.
No, he's not.
It's not Bullworth. It's
the fake movie.
Bowfinger.
It's like that, but to sell 25 cents worth of fucking lemonade.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. My dad fact today is, I think I may have mentioned this before. I can't remember if I did or not, but Jenna Stieber, who played Radicus Finch, she has a D&D podcast with some of her pals, not us, called Burnt Cookbook Party. I guess this is a Wreck Me Daddy. I would recommend it. At least partially because Jen just got laid off from her job.
Boo!
Right, weirdly close to her and her friends unionizing. Who would have thought? Burnt Cookbook Party, you can also subscribe to it on Patreon. It's good.
Yeah.
Fuck Polygon. You're never going to write about us.
Yeah, fuck you, Polygon.
It's probably true.
You
yeah,
come
probably...
after one of ours? Suck it down, Polygon. Your shit sucks. Your shit's a shit website, polygon.com. Yeah. Let's take a look at what you got. What if Avatar Last Airbender was a spy thriller? How about what if you suck my dick? Spider-Man remastered PC review. I don't give a fuck. Everything new in Splatoon 3 from today's Nintendo Direct.
Oh shit, Splatoon
3?
Splatoon 3. That one was written by Jenna. That was her last one.
When we last left you, you kind of picked a fight, kind of defended Normal from Papa John and Papa John's Pizza Minions.
Saved Hermes' life.
The titular Papa.
The titular Papa. You saved Hermes' life, even though he did end up getting burned down to two-face levels. Half of his body is now burned. And because you could not defeat Papa John, you decided to join Papa John as a part-time employee. And he took you down underneath his throne into his interior cafeteria. And there was a big line leading up to some cash registers, and the employees who were running those cash registers were Lark and Sparrow. And they asked,
"Can I throw just a real quick poetry joke for Beth?" because we could not defeat Papa John's, Papa John's kindly stopped for us.
The pizza held, but just ourselves.
Just ourselves and 14 different toppings, half of which were Hawaiian.
I love it.
Thanks, Beth.
Yep.
The rest of us know Emily Dickinson, too.
Yeah. That was just for Beth, I guess.
That's just for me. Sorry.
Yeah, that was just for Beth.
That was just for the hit Apple TV show Dickinson, starring Haley Steinfeld.
Seinfeld, yep.
Sorry, Seinfeld. Yeah.
Haley Steinfeld. What's the deal with death stopping everyone?
He stops over here.
I want to see Logan Sparrow.
Jerry, have you heard of this about death?
I'm out.
He's stopping for people on the street, Jerry.
I don't get it. I'm not a stopper.
I just keep going.
It does stop for me. I just keep going.
Let's restart the scene. We're in Papa John's. What's happening, Anthony?
You're in Papa John's. You're up at the countertop ready to give your order. There are a bunch of other pizza soldiers in this cafeteria that are ravenously eating their own pizza. You also see somebody dressed in black in the corner who's also eating. You see a woman covered in rags who's also eating somewhere else in the restaurant.
Players, pay attention.
Are those just flavor characters, or if this was a video game, those NPCs have like a little dot that I can speak on them?
Little dots under, yeah.
I'm frankly amazed that you even asked. that shows a
restraint. Anthony, I'm asking.
No, I'm just saying that shows a restraint that you would have never had before. Certainly not in season one. You just be like, I'm going to talk to the guy in the corner, and then there's this whole fucking backstory. But yeah, you see those people there. They might be relevant. They might not be. Okay. Who knows? Papa John shoves you toward the front of the line. He says, get some food. These two will teach you what you need to do to be a good member of Papa's family.
Just hands up. My hands up.
What? Yes.
Yes. Really quick. I am, if I had to estimate, less than 25% of my health remain. Can we just take a break? Is there a break? What's the break schedule? The short rest, long rest schedule, if you will.
You can take a break between shifts.
Are we on a shift right now?
You're on, yes, this is the beginning. Welcome to your training shift.
We're in front of my dad and my uncle, right?
Yes.
Dad, what? Oh my God, what are you doing here?
The person with the spare on their name tag says, I am giving out delicious, delectable, and nutritious Papa John's pizzas. What would you like on your pizza? Could I interest you?
No, don't eat that.
I'm not going to eat that. It looks gross as hell, but Dad, what's going on?
What's not going on at Papa John's?
Okay, do you recognize that me, Normal, I'm your son, I'm here, I'm standing in front of you?
And he squints his eyes at you and he goes, I guess we're all kind of like a family at Papa John's Pizzeria in a sense.
Okay, Uncle Lark, like you're smarter than my dad. Like you recognize it as me, right?
So you look at the guy who has Lark on his name tag and he goes, no, the same thing the other guy said. I think we're all a family and, but I mean, so do you want mushrooms?
Lark,
do you want jealousy?
Guys,
do you want
whatever
spite?
You do, don't eat the pizza. Once we eat the pizza, then it's like we're showing loyalty to the company. And that's the last thing you can ever do is show loyalty to the company. Plus, what if it's delicious? Then we'll get hooked and we won't ever be able to leave.
Both Lark and Spore point at you and go, it is delicious. What would you like on your pizza? Sparrow says, actually, do you want me to go back and show you how the pizza is made? Why don't you come along with me? And he gestures at Normal.
I slap them both.
You slap both of the
Lark and Sparrow? Hey, that's your son. That's your nephew. You're the adults here. I slap them again. Pay attention. What are you doing?
So Lark reacts not at all. And Sparrow, why don't you roll insider perception?
Just thinking about the audacity of a teen going up to two people trying to work a retail job. And slapping them.
And you have to lean over the counter?
Yeah.
Damn.
These sandwich artists, if you will. 19. I know that's not how 19. Papa John works, 19? But I see sandwich
okay, so
artists.
With a 19, you can tell that Sparrow winces. There's a micro flash of anger, and then he goes back to smiling at you.
Whoa, did you catch that?
He's still in there. My dad hates it when he gets slapped.
Oh.
So Sparrow goes, it's going to be your first day on the job. Why don't I show you how the pizza's made before you have some pizza of your own? You don't look that hungry.
Wait, I don't understand. This is a job. I thought all jobs involve just standing around and saying things into a microphone and making a lot of money. Like my mom. My mom has a job.
No, this is like a, Taylor, like when people give you, like you go to the cafeteria, right? Uh-huh. Like you go to the cafeteria lunch and these are the lunch lady, she gives you food. That's what this is. That's a job. People get paid money to do that. I can't talk to you about your ignorance right now. I'm trying to save my dad.
What?
I'm going to make an insight check, and I rolled a 16. Okay. I'm trying to see if, like, my dad is trying to, like, hip us to, like, hey, come back so we can drop our facade and explain what's going on to
With the 16, you see that's exactly what he was trying to do.
Guys, we got to go. Okay, yeah. That sounds good. I would love to see how the pizza gets made.
I have to make pizza. Fine.
Scary, if it's okay with you, I think Normal should be the leader for this part right now. Because
of course it's okay with me. I never wanted to be the leader. I'm the rebeller.
Spoken like a true leader.
Those least likely to lead who want to lead are
exactly,
the best leaders.
Yes, we know that.
What the fuck did you just say?
Yes, I think that Normal should be the leader.
Normal's already gone.
Okay, we're walking. Okay,
all right, let's follow him.
Whatever you say, Scary.
So Sparrow says, Lark, why don't you stay at the register? I'll deal with the new recruits. So Sparrow takes you back into the back room with the big dough mixer machine and, you know, a bunch of toppings and all the brick pizza ovens are spewing.
Do you think Papa John's has brick pizza ovens?
And this is their
in
Papa
this world,
John's.
They get better.
Aw.
Damn.
It's not a dystopian every way.
Yeah.
He crouches and he goes, first of all, I want you to know, I'm sorry about all that stuff I said, and I'm super proud of you. And he hugs you really tight, normal.
I'm going to do a sense motive on that motherfucker right now.
Go ahead.
What is that, damn. Insight again?
Yeah, insight.
Okay. I got a 6.
Okay. No way to know.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I was so scared you weren't proud of me. So that was just all crazy stuff that you made. What was that?
I was in my head at the time. You know how your uncle Lark is also not in his head right now? He's up there slinging pizzas like a real capitalist stooge. But no, so
they were like
bad.
The human equivalent of don't talk to me till I've had my coffee.
Yeah, kind of. You're all back there, I assume.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he goes, so here's the thing. We got to get out of here, obviously.
Yeah.
And it seems like the best way to get out of here is probably to get promoted up to delivery. Because once we get promoted to delivery, we can take one of the vehicles and get out.
Oh, Mr. Oak, if you think the best way to get out of a corporate job is to promote your way upwards the ladder, I'm sorry to tell you, it's going to take a very long time.
Why don't we just get out of here?
Well, we could, but there's an entire army of pizza minions here that would kill us. No, not minions. Calm down.
Oh.
If you have a plan to get out of here, that's cool. I'm sort of barely sanity-wise hanging on. You're not freaking out yet. You're good. Okay, you're fresh. Yes, you just came in, which means you still have most of yourself left, most of your brain and everything.
Wait, you're saying that there's a gradual decay like a poison meter in Elden Ring?
I don't know what those words you said are, but yes, kind of like that. This is the kitchen.
He holds his breath.
No, it doesn't work like that. It's your brain. You can't hold your brain's breath. Oh, he's going blue. Link, stop it.
Link, scary hits Link in the gut.
Oh, it didn't work. Oh, no.
It's like a more effective CPR.
I don't know if you noticed, but memories and emotions are really important here. They're like a currency and a food. Have you met anybody freaky trying to take your memories or trying to sell you memories?
This guy stabbed me in the head, and I kind of forgot about being a mascot for a second. But then I remembered. I was really excited that I got my memory back.
Good. Okay, you got to hold on to those memories as hard as you can.
What if all of our memories are darkness and decay? Stuff we don't really want to remember.
So cool.
That's cool. That's good. I mean, you still have to hold on to them because it still makes you like you and stuff. Well,
Should I write it down? I start writing. Is there anything to write down? I need to write down all my memories with my dad.
You haven't been keeping a diary?
Oh, no, I haven't. Do you keep a diary?
Yeah.
Oh.
How else will I know all of my beautiful thoughts, my dark thoughts?
That's a good idea. I just talk to my dads all the time, but like maybe I should be writing down a book because I'll forget my dads if I stay here too long?
Yes, you'll forget potentially everything.
I will unlearn what I have learned.
Everyone in this world started off like relatively normal people, and as time went on, the Doodler's influence began to decay who they were. And it's only by either being really true and present with yourself or, as a shortcut, taking the memories and emotions of other people to sort of supercharge your own memories and emotions that you can sort of stay you. He points at different jars and vats and tubes all around you in this kitchen. And there's little pieces of tape with pen labels written on them. And he points to one that says jealousy. And he points to one that says sexual awakening. And he points to one that says...
I grabbed those two.
They're connected to the wall. They're like little, you have to pull a lever and it like excretes.
It's like those like restaurants that only do cereal. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's kind of like those. And he goes, yeah, so every experience or every emotion, these people in this world, they all kind of try to eat it. I mean, I guess I did too, to sort of stay a little cogent.
What's the best one?
I mean, they're all different, sort of what you're in the mood for. It's like saying, what's the best food?
So
hold on. Japanese food.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, Taylor, can you just shut the fuck up for 1 second? There's important stuff going on. I'm so sick of your bullshit right now, man. Oh, we almost got freaking killed because of you. Now you're asking about sushi and shit. I don't give a shit. Just listen for 1 second to what's going on. This is important.
I'm trying to learn about
this. Yes, chef.
I'm quickly looking for like calm or peaceful emotions on the wall.
I'm just so screwed up. And Dad, like, I'll be honest, I'm kind of mad at you. Like, this is all your fault, frankly, that this is all like this.
Yeah, sure. It's my fault. Yeah, I'm stupid and I'm not as smart as my brother and I'm kind of a hippie and I didn't prepare you properly.
No, I mean that's no, but I mean like this whole world is like this because of you guys.
Yeah, I guess you're. And you're mad about that.
I think I am mad about that.
Okay, well if it wasn't for what your uncle Lark did, then you would be here too. Well, I mean you are here now, but like you would have like grown up here, so.
So that makes it okay?
I think so. Yeah, am I being judged by you?
I
feel judged.
Well, I feel judging. Father.
Well, there we are.
Well, I think we are there.
Okay.
This is an important first step in your two's conversation. Normal, why don't you tell your father what it is that you would like from him?
Well, I don't know what I would like.
Thinking about it. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that we need to figure out a way out of here. I just got some orders in for some pizzas so we could just, you know, be good employees and just try to get promoted up to delivery because then we can use the cat bus. Or we could... escape.
Wait. Taylor jumps up. Say that again.
The delivery vehicle.
What is the garage. Delivery vehicle?
There's a big ironclad door in the back of the kitchen, and behind it you can hear purring. And there's a little metal slide on the front, like, you know, like a speakeasy kind of thing. There's a lock on it. And he goes, I don't have the key for it, so we can't get back there. But like, this is the way that we deliver pizzas. And he opens up the slot, and you can see in what basically looks to be a garage, there is a very large cat with wheels instead of paws.
The pussy wagon.
Yeah. Pussy wagon, that's a good name. Yeah, sure. But that's how we drive the pizzas around. But
is
you have
there
to
any
be...
way out of here other than that? Or is that like...
This is disappointing.
So the ways out are the garage, if you're a pizza delivery person. There's the throne, the secret entrance that Papa John uses, but that's pretty difficult to get out because usually like throne's covering it. And then there's the tunnels of endless despair, hatred, and death.
Ooh.
Which we just call the tunnels for sure.
Calm down,
okay. Where are those?
You want to? I mean, they're connected to the main cafeteria room. That's where all the soldiers come in.
Good to know.
What do we do, Dad?
Yeah,
We make pizzas? Yeah, is that what we're doing? We're making pizzas?
Well, I need to rest because I'm hurt.
Yeah, when's our break?
Your break is in 8 hours. If we do 8 hours
what
of pizza
the
work,
fuck?
If we do a full shift of pizza work, then they'll give us a break. But he sort of grabs you by the shoulders and shakes you normally and goes, I just tried to hold on long enough to sort of hope that you would get here so I could explain as much as I could. You're going to have to decide some stuff for yourself. I don't know what we should do. I have no idea. We could stay. We could go. It's kind of up to you.
Should
it's time
we
to
stay
be a big boy.
We
if we get you out of here, will you like get your brain back?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. We haven't been here for that long. We always felt like kind of weird when we came here before. And then after, you know, a week or so of being back, we would feel pretty normal once we were back with our families and stuff. And he scratches his arm and you see his tattoo that says Sparrow on it. And he goes like, but yeah, I mean, things are hard. I'm having trouble remembering who I am and who you are. And it's all kind of slipping away. And I know that about you.
No, it's a Sparrow.
Wait, he has a tattoo of his own name? That's cool.
They gave each other tattoos of each other's names.
So they think that they're each other. Or they are each other. They're pretending to be another person.
Wait, what?
I don't think that your uncle is your uncle. I think your uncle is your dad, and your dad is your uncle.
So
this is,
Sparrow.
Wait a second. And then, yeah, so I look. You pointed at his tattoo. Uncle Lark?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dungeons & Daddies is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment. ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
What? Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors
hard.
Are like that all the time.
Yeah, no, they just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Aww.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's in store
yeah. today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I've always in gift
stress
mode.
Out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay, for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page. Let me tell you.
But those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me because I'm sad.
Oh, wait. Beth, yeah.
What does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
My dad.
Beth.
The one thing Beth, Etsy
you
can't
sound like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yeah, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
I thought that if I told you that I was proud of you as your dad, it would like give you the confidence you needed to like.
It did for a second there because I stood up to him. But
yeah,
now
no, it was good. It was good.
It's weird that him being proud of me made me able to realize that I'm not that proud of him or you, frankly. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I got to sit down for a second, guys.
Well, you want to bring your dad
just
in?
Sits down and starts rubbing his temples.
I'll give you guys a second, he says, and he heads out to the front.
Wait.
Normal just sort of flops over on the ground. Goes, ah.
Hey, bud, how you doing?
It's okay, man. Hey.
You're really stepping on my energy here, and I need you to be more peppy.
Okay, Scary, you're the leader. What do you think we should do?
I'm not the leader.
You're the leader now, because this is like, you know, it's your dad's. Hey, man, look,
we got to get my dumb dad and my dumb uncle out of here, and we need to figure out how to unscrew the whole stupid mess they made of this world. So I guess the idea that we should get promoted to delivery guys so we can steal that bus sounds like a pretty good one to me.
It's
like,
either that or a big tunnel of despair or like getting
which
past
Papa.
Which
did sound pretty metal.
It's pretty, I mean, I can see why that would appeal to you, but.
Taylor's at the door with the open thing and going like.
Roll animal handling.
Actual animal handling.
Love oh, it. To the cat bus?
Yeah.
12.
I think you meant like a.
No. I meant what I meant.
So with a 12, you see one of the ears of the cat bus pricks up and points toward the door and then. It goes back to the way it normally was pouring forward.
The cat likes me.
Oh, that's good. That's great. I'm happy you're hitting it off with the cat, man.
Okay. I have to get
I'm kind of sorry it blew up at you. I just, you know, there's a lot going on for me right now.
I know it's very stressful
no,
for you, but
like,
you need to keep your head
doing
to get-
this thing.
Now, what is all this? You look up as you're talking and you see a man with a handlebar mustache, an extremely pale skin, and a perfectly tied, way too tight apron around his waist. And he has a badge that says shift manager on it. And he goes, so we're just relaxing here, huh, guys? Huh? And he's smiling really big at you, but it seems like he's only smiling with his mouth and not his eyes.
We're taking our smoke break.
Oh, and by smoke break, she means, and I stand up and I say, we were discussing the inefficiencies of your current delivery system. We're new employees here, but, you know, I had some, and now I'm going to reveal that during the entire lifetime I lived. That I was a franchisee. I franchised a Domino's Pizza.
Yeah! Wait. Yes! You mean in the simulation?
Yeah, the simulation.
This is like when Xander's army training from the Halloween episode comes
oh my
back
God,
like two
yes.
seasons later.
Sorry, I know we're new here. We're just really gung-ho. We really enjoy the pizza delivery service. And I was just like, I just thought like there's a lot of more efficient ways that you can be delivering the pizzas. It feels like you have a lot of overhead based off of reheating the pizzas
the
and inefficient route
right.
systems. Yeah.
All right, roll persuasion.
I got a 9. And I go, I've never done this before because I'm a 14-year-old boy.
The shift manager, his body perfectly bends in half at his hips. Like, just the top half moves. His bottom half doesn't move at all.
Oh, God.
And he's really close to your face, and he's still smiling. He goes, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you just criticize the father's methods? Are you saying that you know how to run a pizza business better than the papa? Do you think you're a papa above John? Is that what you think?
Absolutely not. I'm just doing my best to
That's
serve.
That's good. Yeah, no, because if you did think that, that would be a very, very bad thing, don't you think?
Like, how bad would it be?
Would we get fired and then we could leave?
So again, without moving his back half, his front half just swivels towards you as you say that normal. And he goes, yes, you might get fired. You might get fired in the brick oven. And your memories and your thoughts and your emotions might be used to satiate our great army and our grand quest against the city.
Soylent Green is people, my dudes.
I'm sorry, sir. Excuse the presumption. We're just really want to become delivery people, and we really want to do our best to serve the papa. I'm sorry for any sin against his good name.
Well, if you want to do something good for the papa, why don't you make a fucking pizza? And he pulls out an order card. And he says, there's somebody out there who requested a pizza with the following ingredients. It seems like none of which we currently have in our various vats.
Great. We'll go get them. How far away are they?
No. You will have to get them here. There's no leaving.
All right, chefs, listen up. I need.
Yes, chef.
So the pizza toppings requested on this pizza are joy, surprise, unrepentant murder, and mushrooms.
All right, chefs, I need joy, surprise, unrepentant murder, and mushrooms. Ugh.
You don't have mushrooms here?
We do have mushrooms. I'm sorry. I was wrong about that. We have mushrooms.
Okay. One done. And I put a little note on mushrooms.
A little check mark on mushrooms.
How do we get these ingredients, sir? How do we do that? We're new. This is our first day.
He gestures at a jar of smaller, cleaner versions of the syringes that you saw those bandits trying to use on you before. And he goes, I don't care how you get them, but those are your extractors. So go ahead and just use them on.
Surprise! And I stab Taylor.
What?
Taylor with one? I'm getting surprised.
Roll. Oh! Are you going to try to dodge with anything, Taylor?
I think I'm surprised.
Okay. Roll dexterity to make sure you can get it. Because I feel like your instinct would be to dodge away.
That feels like a safe one.
No, that's true. You're right. No.
14 plus 3 is 17.
No, Matt, here's the question. Because Taylor is obviously head on a swivel all the time, you know, clocking
you. Now you're screaming into the intercom about what ingredients you want.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah. That's
with a 17 dexterity roll, you do that very easily. You barely feel some pressure in the back of your head as the syringe enters your
head.
Because you were screaming in the intercom, right?
It's the fucking Matrix or something.
If I would have done it in his arm, is where Taylor would.
His like arm.
The fleshy part of my thigh, maybe.
That's not where your memories are stored.
Oh, well, I did it in the arm. I don't know how this
you
works.
You did it in the arm? Your shift manager goes, that's not where the memories are stored. Are you trying to get his arm's memories?
I'm sorry.
No, you have to use it in here, and he says, pointing at his brain.
Well, now this is going to work. I know it's coming.
Surprise!
Go ahead and make a roll. Back roll.
Shit, I got a 6.
Taylor, what do you, like, grab it out of the fucking air because your reflexes
I'm
are
literally,
so good?
I'm literally looking over at them, and then, like, my left hand just shows up and just grabs it, like, over my shoulder without even looking. Is that too cool, Anthony?
No, I'm fine
Surprise!
With that.
Surprise!
Oh! That was so loud. By the way, just as a little side note, I'm the only one who monitors the audio, so I have my headphones on. Everyone else is just, you know, freewheeling in the mic. Beth, you made me jump.
Who are you stabbing? Surprised. Who are you stabbing for your surprise?
Taylor.
It makes sense. We all think Taylor is the one that's okay to stab.
I got a 9.
Right. My other hand grabs.
The third hand comes. I was just,
hey, what are you guys doing?
We're trying to get surprised.
Here, give me that back.
I stabbed myself because I'm genuinely surprised that we weren't able to pull one over on Taylor.
That's what I was
thinking. I juiced that out.
Give me a d20 roll, just a straight d20 roll. We'll see if that works.
I got a 2.
While he's pulling out, while he's stabbing himself and seeing that he's okay with getting stabbed, I don't yell surprise. I pretend to do something else, and then I spin around and stab normal in the head.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
This flurry of stabbing.
Lark comes back and sees this.
Statistically, eventually, we will surprise. I got a 1.
So the 1, you stab yourself in the head.
Ow! I knew that was going to happen, though.
Guys, maybe...
It's like trying to tickle yourself.
Maybe we should just, like, hold off on this one and come back to
it. Okay. This doesn't bode well for us getting joy for the murder one.
I don't know. Seeing you all stab each other gave me some joy.
Say no more. And I stab... It's Scary and I pulled the joy out of her.
Scary, roll a d20. We'll see how much joy you had at watching them stab each other. Like, genuine joy.
4.
You didn't actually get that much, sure. You were just being sarcastic.
Was I?
Okay.
Is this enough? I show it to the manager.
He goes, no, that's not even enough to dip a breadstick in, my friend. No, no, no. Oh, you guys are not going to be very long for this world, I fear, but that's fine. Youthful ignorance is a flavor that is sought after here. It's a very rare delight. So, actually,
well, great. Why don't we move on to that order?
Yeah, did somebody order that?
No.
Okay.
The order is the order that you have in front of
okay,
you.
Okay, fine.
So
we'll do it.
What was it again? It's murderous rage.
It's joy.
Joy.
Surprise.
Surprise.
Unrepentant murder.
Unrepentant murder.
And mushrooms.
So can we just use this on anybody? Like, we just go around here and just grab?
Wait, I got one. Hey, sir, I think that Papa John, and I eyeball one of my friends to get a syringe ready. I think Papa John is a big old smelly dum-dum dingus farthead who doesn't know his butt from his ass, and I think that he's not very good at being a pizza king at all.
He grabs you and he throws you into the brick oven.
Well, as he grabs me,
I, Taylor, after blocking all of these syringes, realizes what's going on. He's a quick one. Goes for a stab on the manager.
Okay. Go ahead and roll attack.
11 plus 3, 14.
That's not going to do it.
God damn.
So,
help me out. He's too tall.
I'm reaching for him to pull him out of the oven right away.
Okay, then do a contested strength check with this guy.
Fucking 9.
God. Damn it.
I'm all Beth to be like, stab him in the head.
He got a natural 1.
Yes!
Oh!
So Normal slips through his fingers instantly and you manage to grab a hold of him. But he goes, oh, I see what you're trying to get a fun ingredient. Well, that's too bad because you have blasphemed against the Papa and there is no coming back from that one. So
unless we make you forget it by stabbing you and getting the memory out of you. And I stab him again. With
all right,
how many needles are in this thing?
Really quick, how many?
Infinite.
Is there one door here? Besides the garage?
Yeah, there's one door in and out.
Okay, while all the stabbing's going on, I'm going to push some of the appliances in front of the door so that he's locked in with us.
I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with us.
His green room is Reservoir Dogs.
His green room is too late. We've gone too far down this hole.
I don't know why I came here tonight.
Okay, so you'll be doing that. Normal, go ahead and try to stab him again with disadvantage because he knows it's coming.
God. Rolls. I got a 3.
With advantage?
Disadvantage. So he grabs your wrist and just squeezes really fucking hard, and you feel your wrist dislocate in his hands with a pop.
Oh my god!
Ow! I can't make pizzas with a broken wrist. What are you doing?
You can't make pizzas now. It doesn't seem like this is a real change of situation for you.
Guess what? We're unionizing.
No, you're not.
Is he surprised by this move?
No, everybody wants to unionize. He's indifferent to it. For the first time, for the third episode in the row, I think we have to roll initiative.
Fuck. What is happening?
Hopefully all of our bad rolls already happened.
12 plus 1, 13.
17 plus 1, 18.
I love that I was like, man, I'm going to say that Link knows how to run a pizza place because it's going to be really important for this episode.
Absolutely.
I was plus 2, 19.
I got a 4.
14 on initiative.
Man, I really wish he had rested.
Oh my god.
Okay. So your shift manager's name, as you can now see on his name tag, is Risky Click. Thank you, Billy Ziegler, for the name Risky Click.
Risky nice.
Click.
Love it.
Risky Click. So he's going to once again grab Normal and try to shove you into the oven with an opposed strength check.
Oh, there we go. I got 14.
Okay. With a 14, you tie. So he's got you up in his hands. So you're both sort of grappling each other, but neither of you has a...
Could it be the thing when it's like you push him in and then like a cat, you splay your arms out?
Yeah, I've got my legs like, yeah, I'm like, nah.
That's great. That was his turn. Not a terribly interesting turn for Risky Click. He shouts aloud, I need help. I need backup. I need more Papa's babies in here. There's an emergency. And who knows if anybody heard of it or not. I'll roll on that. Now it is Scary.
Wait, sorry, Anthony, could you explain... Sorry, did you come up
with your... No, yeah, you're good.
Really quick. Surprise!
Yeah!
Got him!
And at that moment, Scary jams both syringes into the back of Risky Click's neck, trying to get both surprise and murderous rage.
Okay, so go ahead and I would give you advantage if it was just for one, but since you're trying to do two simultaneously, you'll just do a straight roll.
10.
Okay.
Do you have any unarmed?
I have plus 3.
So 13, unfortunately, will not do it.
Damn.
He's a little bit surprised, but not so much that he made a noise or yelped or had any sort of entertaining reaction to it.
Oh, I hate
and
to
your
see it.
Syringes just barely whiff the air in front of him as he is continuing to push on your friend. Link, it is your turn. You can spend a turn completing your barricade, or you can rush to the fracas.
Okay, so I didn't complete my barricade before. Well, I mean, it feels like the best thing to do would be to complete this barricade. So, yeah, I will complete this barricade.
Yeah, I like that you're totally oblivious. You're like, just
got. No, I know what's going on. I was going to stab, but I tip over the supply rack with, like, not the boxes one, because that's a bunch of cardboard that's light. The stuff with, like, the fucking pans, like, all the heavy shit. I drop that in front of the door.
Oh, you know what? That's going to make noise.
He's already screaming and stuff.
Okay.
He screamed help.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, Taylor, it's your turn.
Taylor's going to wind up for just a big ol' nut shot.
Okay, go for it.
What, unarmed strike?
Uh-huh. And you're specifying a location, which means you roll with disadvantage.
16.
Ooh.
16?
Yeah, you got 16.
I got 16 and 19.
Wow, okay.
It's almost like a 69, which is almost like a nice.
The flat of your foot hits him right in the perineum, and the toe of your foot hits him right in the scrot. His knees buckle. He stays standing, but it hurts a fucking lot, and his strength check is going to be made at a disadvantage if he continues trying to push Normal into this oven next turn, because a lot of the wind has been knocked out of him. Normal.
Well, that did some damage to him, though, right? Like, come on.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Let's roll a d6 plus 2. You did 6 damage to him.
It would be 2 d6s, because each one...
For each ball? No, you only hit one ball.
Oh, damn.
It would hurt more to have just one ball get hit.
Now, is this something we need to know, just another, to understand the mechanic here? So since we're taking out memories, theoretically, like, it's not like we have to make him surprise now. We could take... With specificity,
he has surprise in there.
Somewhere in his life.
If somewhere in his life, he has surprise.
So we get all three emotions from him, theoretically.
You could theoretically. It would just be because they are not recent memories, necessarily. If you're going to, like, his childhood to find a time where he was surprised, that's going to take more time, and you're going to have to roll better on Arcana to, like, track that down.
But we could just keep him in here for hours of slowly stabbing him and getting lots and lots of memories.
As long as you hoped that nobody in a busy pizza establishment would ever want to come into the kitchen over this course of hours. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm splayed out over the oven. I'm going to try to spring off of the oven and knock him onto the ground.
Okay.
Probably another strength check.
Right? It was a classic, like, you're up against the wall in a fight scene. You push off the wall and smash him down.
And then he's at disadvantage because he just got
correct.
Narded.
Because he got narded.
Ooh, I got that natural 20.
Okay, well, he got a 5.
Baby.
He got a 5, so you get to describe what happens.
I push off of the wall, and then I just land backwards. He just slams onto the ground, and then I'm, like, just lying on top of him.
The back of his head hits the towel pretty hard, and he takes a d4 of damage. And that, I feel like, was just your move, so you still have an action.
My action is I'm going to grab one of the many syringes I assume are on the floor now and try to extract this specific murderous rage moment to wipe his memory.
Cool. So make an attack roll with advantage, I would say, because he's prone.
Nice, 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 nice. 16 plus 3, 19.
So yeah, you jam the syringe dead in the center of his forehead, and it's stuck there and stuck fucking hard.
Oh, jeez.
Risky Click tries to get to his feet on his turn. As he gets to his feet, he grabs another one of the syringes, and feeling that you just stabbed it into him, he's going to turn to you, Normal, and he's going to try to stab it into your head as well. He got a natural 20.
Oh!
Oh!
So
this is the most awful fight.
So the syringe goes in, and you immediately find that it manages to sync up to your earliest possible memories. What are your earliest memories, do you think, that Normal has?
Probably, like, I think Normal has a vivid memory of shitting his pants at, like, his fourth birthday party.
Okay, cool. So you feel that going.
Yeah. Would you say that's surprise?
That's surprise.
No, it was shame. It was shame and fear. It was at a Mexican restaurant. There was a bunch of mariachi singing, and it was really loud and scary for Normal, and he shit his pants.
Nice. So you feel that memory of shame and pants shitting beginning to leave your dome.
Be okay with that.
Yeah, I was like, haha, I thought of that memory specifically. Specifically, so that you get rid of it.
So yeah, he pulls that out, and now he's just got a syringe full of this. He goes, "Ha, your oldest memory. This must be so precious to you." But then he sees, like, you look more calm, and he's like, "Well, what the fuck? What the fuck?"
A little smile cracks on Normal's lips. I don't know what I did, but I guess it was smart.
Normal's just instantly a millionaire now.
All right, Scary, it is your turn.
So I feel like I can take another swing at him with the...
You can just swing again. That's fine. Yeah.
Can Scary pull the memory out since it's only halfway done or whatever?
Yeah. The syringe is in his head. You can attempt to extract the memory by pulling on the plunger. You'll just have to make an Arcana check.
Okay, cool. I will use my action for that.
Okay. Give me an Arcana roll. We'll see how specifically you can pull out
the memory. Okay, wait, like, look at this dice. Like, it's not even on the... I'm not going
to
try to jump scare.
So it landed on the cusp between a 5 and a 1. Either way, it was not a good roll. So the second that you put your hand around the plunger and begin to extract the plungery part with your thumb, you feel a connection to his memories. You feel yourself psychically sifting through the messy file cabinets that are the memories of a person that's lived as long as Risky Click has, which who knows how long that is. The first memory that you jump for and grab in the plunger is just him shitting himself as a kid as well. and it means nothing to him. But that's currently what the syringe is filled with. Now, that said, you can keep that memory in there and then try to stab him again. Or if you want to squeeze it back in and give somebody else another go of pulling out the right one, you can.
Or you could give Normal that one and fuck with him.
Stab it into me. Why would you do this?
I was going to double up and stab Normal's dream back so that this bad guy's got two shitting pants.
I was four twice and I shit myself twice in two different places at the same time.
So the syringe can hold one memory.
Yes.
Okay.
I can see every place in this restaurant that I could shit my pants. Why do I know this?
Why do I know that? Who I am? I know the best place to find toilet paper is in the.
Yeah, Scary just puts that shit back.
I know literally. I can shit for 30 minutes before my hands begin to shake.
Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is.
Oh wait, we're
Ryan.
Back.
We're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
Take us back, Ryan. We may have stepped out on you in international.
I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan. You told me all about those overpriced wireless providers. How there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out. Pretty soon.
That's right. When I heard that Deadpool v Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
Ryan, I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Out. Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Stepping out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is
here to rescue
you. Imagine
20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
But how come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey, Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom loves
friends.
Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, so the memory goes back in. That is your turn unless you wish to do a move or a bonus action or anything like that.
I was going to jump scare you again when you came over.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Link, it's your turn.
Okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. I say we restrain him, and you know like when you give blood and you get blood tests, they put the needle in once and then they like pull out one syringe and they do another one. They say, it's filling up pretty good. We just got to get more tests. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds great. Normal says with a syringe stuck in his head.
I just want to restrain him so we can just sit there and take his memories out at a leisure.
Rear naked choke. Rear naked choke.
Is that what you're going for?
Is he restrained underneath you?
He got up.
He got up.
He spent half of his movement to get up.
Are there any chairs around?
Yes.
Nice. Good workplace. They actually have chairs.
He it's an unrealistic workplace.
They're ADA compliant.
If there's time to sit, there's time to clean or whatever every fucking retail job I've ever worked at says.
Okay, yes. I'm going to try to push him into a chair and then like grab him from behind and restrain him.
Push him into a chair, then grab him from behind and restrain him.
Like hold him into a chair.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just trying
to. Do you want to come show it to you?
No.
You're in a chair.
I'm trying to divvy up if that's one action or multiple actions.
Pull up the sound movement and it's just like a specific sort of grapple, I would say.
It's a very flash dancey kind of move.
Why do you even need to shove him into a chair? Just if you're going to grapple him anyway, just grapple him.
Okay, sure. I was grappling.
Okay, you can try to like rear naked choke him or something?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and give me a strength check.
So like some soccer version of grappling someone?
Yeah, with your leg?
Yes. I'm going to do like, every woman in a Marvel movie move. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, one move. Oh, the Black Widow. You're going to jump up and then do the little flippy dip on
it. It's every action movie. It's like, oh, it's a woman fighting. Here's what they do. It's like,
I'm going to wrap my vajay around your neck.
15.
Nice.
Right. A 15 strength check beats his 4.
Yay.
So you hit him directly with your vagina and is the idea that you don't keep going? You like stop and like start like constricting your
legs
like or
Brazilian
something?
I'm like Brazilian jiu-jitsu him to the ground, my arms around his neck, and I'm holding him with my 6'3" legs and he's completely incapacitated. And now I want my fellow doctors to slowly extract all 3 memories from him.
Okay, cool. So he is restrained, which means you're going to get advantage on attacks and on arcana checks.
Somebody should cover his mouth too so he can't keep screaming.
All right, it is Taylor's turn.
Taylor's going to take a bunch of pizza dough and just stuff it into his mouth.
Okay.
Nice.
That's great. He's restrained, so you basically can do that with no difficulty at all. And he goes,
let the yeast do its thing.
What a horrible thing to say.
We wanted abject terror, right? Was that on the... Oh, I misread the order receipt.
All right, it is normal turn again.
I'm going to try to target the memory of everything that's happened in the last 5 minutes, which I'm going to hope has enough surprise and murderous rage at least to make a pizza out of it. That's a 17.
With a 17, you find basically the last 5 minutes of his life, and you successfully extract it in the syringe. And it does, as you suspected, include surprise and the desire for unrepentant murder. So that's 2 of your 3 remaining.
And then I would like to use a free action and be like, hey, Hermie, do a magic trick for us.
That's right, Hermie's here.
Yeah, Hermie's here. So Hermie goes, let's see if that's something I want to do at all. And he goes, okay.
And you just flip a coin.
Yeah, he takes out a silver dollar and flips a coin and catches it and it comes up heads and he goes, okay, let me show you a magic trick.
I'm going to make this pencil disappear.
He does the thing where you put your fingers together and it makes it look like your fingers are detached, your pointer finger, and you put your thumb there and it's like, look.
Taylor goes, holy shit.
It's a magic finger. Yeah.
Does it spark joy?
No.
Not even in Taylor?
In Taylor. Taylor's like, whoa, cool.
Taylor's like, oh, well, because I got heads, I live to please. If there had been tails, you would have gotten a very different kind of magic trick.
I live to please when I get head too. Damn. All right. Wow. Let's go.
Wow. So after you put the dough in his mouth, because he's on the ground trying desperately to like breathe, I was secretly rolling like, is he going to choke on this? And The first time I rolled a 3 and I said, okay, well, if he gets above a 5 next turn, then he's not going to choke. He's just going to cough. And I rolled again and he got another 3.
Uh-oh.
So he is now choking to death underneath you.
I frantically try to scoop the dough out of his mouth to relieve his blocked airway.
Give me, a dexterity roll or medicine.
Yeah. I got a 6.
Yeah. So with a 6, you managed to get out a lot of the dough that's in his mouth, but there's a big chunk in his throat.
Link, Heimlich him.
It's not my turn.
Oh, I mean, you're out of it. Yeah. Oh, he's not trying to fight you anymore. Yeah.
Link, Heimlich.
Okay. And I start Heimlich-ing.
Give me a strength check or medicine, whichever you like.
I got an 8.
Okay. So with an 8.
Is it working? I don't see anything flying out.
It's not working, and you can tell that you have one more attempt to do something, or else this guy's going to die.
Ooh, what if we just, like, pour a bunch of water down his throat and he swallows it?
Oh, God!
Wait, just going to make it stickier! No, that's a bad idea!
Step aside! Taylor's going to give a shot at...
Tracheotomy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Taylor's going to use his survival skills to give him an improvised trach with a ballpoint pen.
I mean, you have syringes around, which is basically ballpoint pens.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to syringe the trach area.
Oh, God.
Okay, give me a medicine roll. Or survival.
Survival.
So
survival.
I'll take survival, sure.
I'll take survival on that, right?
You're stabbing
16 plus 2, 18.
Nice.
Okay, so you've...
Now the joy he feels...
Yeah, joy
of being able to breathe. Yeah, I was about to... Quick, hit him with the syringe.
Yeah, go for it. Give me a roll.
I got 4 arcana. Should I do it?
Yeah, yes, you do it.
For the love of God.
Link, hit him with the syringe.
I got 3.
God damn it.
Plus 4, 7.
I hit him with another syringe.
he's flailing his arms around.
I got a 6.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to do another one to make him forget this part. I do it again. I do it again. I just keep stabbing him.
Do it again, I guess.
I got 16 plus 4.
Okay, so it finally hits home as he's flailing his arms around, feeling far more panic than joy in this moment.
But I got 16 plus 4, so I just found a joy moment.
Okay, so yes, you can find the joy behind that.
He's no longer happy that he's alive. Congratulations.
What moment of 4 syringes sticking out of his head.
What moment of joy do I get?
You get the moment that he began to breathe through the hole in his throat from the tracheotomy.
Okay, and then I'm going to stab him again so that he forgets the last 45 seconds.
All the times he spends stabbed.
Yeah, I want to extract his memory of getting stabbed.
All right, give me one more roll.
I got 14.
Okay, so with a 14, you managed to extract most of it. He still remembers you all stabbing him a bunch of times with the syringes. So
and
he's going to
fucking choke him until he passes out.
Why? Why?
Because we can't have him remember. What do you want? Do you want this guy as a witness?
Do
he's
it,
in here.
Do it. Take what? Him out. Lights out, motherfucker.
Okay, can someone just be like, he doesn't remember any of this. Okay, wow, you choked on some dough.
Okay, if you don't want to listen to me, I stand up. Here, buddy.
Wait, you can chuck him out? You can chuck. You're not going
to choke
him
out. You do.
No.
Choke him out. Choke him out. What are you doing? Don't listen to this fucking idiot.
I'm tired of all the violence being on my shoulders. I stand up. I go, you explain this, Normal.
All right. I am like, oh my God, mister, are you okay?
And he goes, because he can't talk because there's still a bunch of dough in his throat.
We
and
like, so, okay, so Normal.
I get some pliers. Pliers. I get like, you know, like salad.
Salad tongs?
Salad tongs. I stick it down his throat to get some of that dough out.
He's going to fight you on that. Like, he's not going to let somebody just fucking do
doctor.
That shit.
What? How does he know you're a doctor?
All right, roll deception with disadvantage.
This 14-year-old who claims to have franchised the fucking pizza joint and is a doctor.
I got 7.
So he tries to slap your hand away. So go ahead and make your strength check to see if you can force the salad tongs while he opposes you with his own strength check.
So he's still 7. Choking?
I'm fucking rolling real dice.
So no, he's breathing still choking through the on the dough, but he can breathe.
He can breathe out of the tracheotomy, but he just can't like speak in the airways block there. So he gets a 13. He slaps the fucking salad tongs out of your hand. Very easily, and he makes a run for the door, which he sees is now piled very high good. With appliances, and he's going to start trying to remove them.
Wait. I mean, like,
it's like a scene
do we
Fargo
really
when
need
she tries
this
to run
dude's
away.
Approval?
Yeah, we got the pizza right here.
Yeah, we can make
Order
the pizza.
Up. Yeah, but we can't let him leave.
Why?
Like, he doesn't remember anything that happened. So here, allow me. I'm going to do one last Heimlich maneuver on this guy.
Give me one last medicine check.
That's a natural 20.
Yeah! Wow! Okay, so a perfect fist-sized glob of dough is expelled from his throat and smacks wetly against the iron
Does
door.
Does it smack hard enough to go into, say, like a 14-inch pizza shape?
No.
I say, holy cow, are you okay, mister?
What are you doing to me?
You Saving literally we were talking about employee safety, and I asked if it's okay to fit an entire fistful of dough in my mouth, and you said, no, like, let me show you why not, and then you choked on this dough, and then
you
passed out.
And you blacked out.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. It was really crazy, and then you tripped and knocked all that stuff in front of the door. We were trying to get help, and that's why we shouted, someone come in here, I need help, but then we got it out of you.
Roll deception.
The 20's got to give him some advantage on that, right?
No, it just means you succeeded at curing him.
I got a 13.
Step. Okay, so with 13, I'm going to have him roll insight opposed.
He does have 6 syringes sticking out of his skull.
Yeah, so he
okay, if I was going to say anything with my natural 20, it would be that when I gave the Heimlich, it also made all those syringes pop.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Ding, 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 ding.
As they hit the walls. So yeah, there's no syringes in him
nice.
And stuff.
That's a big question.
He rolls a 17 insight, so he can tell that the story you told him isn't quite true. But he's feeling around in his face. He's like, my throat. What?
I saved your life, man.
That's a tracheotomy. Let me keep that.
Yeah, that's what we weren't telling you before. It's pretty metal, to be honest.
Okay.
While you were passed out, we had a moment to think about it. It was 50-50. Most of us don't want to really move up and become delivery guys. But like at the end of the day, I think this group agrees it would be great if we'll accept your offer.
Roll deception with advantage.
Oh my God.
God damn it. I got 9 and a 3.
Oof. So he goes like, There's no way I would have offered you guys delivery. Definitely not the way that you've been.
The way we just saved your life, mister.
All right, we delivered you from darkness, man.
All right, fair point. I guess I owe you for that. Why don't you just go deliver that pizza to the lady in the rags out in the main room, and I'll think about maybe.
Can we use the cat bus to deliver to her?
She's literally in the other room.
All right. Fine.
Throughout this whole time, Taylor is just like quietly making the pizza. Like during this conversation, every time he cut back, he's like spinning the dough in his hand. Nice. He's like putting the mushrooms on. Like he's just an expert pizza maker in the background because he saw it in an anime.
Great.
Nice.
So yeah, you help him pull aside the things that are blocking the door. He goes, why was the door blocked?
As I explained, you tripped and knocked all that stuff.
Oh, that was me. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The door opens and Lark is there pounding on it, and he's got a bunch of pizza soldiers behind him with their spears out. And Risky Click goes, "No, it's fine. I fell. My throat's all fucked.
I saved his life.
I guess so. Yeah. Apparently they say.
Please take that into consideration when you decide employee of the month.
I'll think about it. And he points at the rear end of the cafeteria, and you see a woman in dirty rags sitting there playing with a bunch of yarn in her hands, like doing Cat's Cradle and stuff with it.
Oh, shit. I love Cat's Cradle.
Happy birthday to you. We all walk the pizza over to her.
Yeah, Taylor lights a little sparkler. Oh, no, we can't sing happy birthday. We have to do our own off.
You could cast thaumaturgy to make sparkles.
No, we can sing happy birthday. They settled in a $14 million court case recently.
But
they really should have done that.
In this world.
We have to do the themed happy birthday Papa John's.
Happy Papa Day.
Papa wishes you a happy birthday. Papa wishes you a happy birthday.
Clap, 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 clap.
Here's your pizza.
So the who's the person who hands her the pizza?
I am.
Okay.
Our leader.
As you place the pizza down in front of her, her emaciated bony hand shoots up and grabs you around the wrist. Really rough. And she looks up at you, the rags that are sort of her cool cloaky hood kind of fall away. And you don't recognize her or anything like that. But she goes,
"Oh, did you want Parmesan?"
No, the tables don't come with it unless it comes in the box. The little table thing? Yeah, yeah. That's only delivery.
And we do have water. You just have to ask for it now.
So she goes, "You have the..." So she goes, "First of all, I would like, yes, water, please."
Okay,
water.
Can somebody get her water?
Absurd that we have to ask for that now.
Holy shit. Yeah, whatever.
That's on fire today.
She looks at you and she smiles sadly and she says, "You want to save the world or worlds, don't you?" You can feel that her consciousness is searching through your entire life. When you shake her hand, you feel four-dimensionally that your hand is being shaken. You can feel it backwards and forwards in time.
Damn.
And she goes, "You want to save the world, don't you? Or I guess worlds. Is that right?"
Yeah, that's right, lady.
I mean,
I think she's talking to Scary.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm talking to all of you.
Oh, yeah.
I see all of you being together for at least some period of time.
Oh,
that's.
And do you see me like kind of like off in the distance, kind of coolly staring off in the distance on the cliff side with the wind in my hair?
You're not there. You're dead.
What?
Oh,
no, I'm just fucking with you. I'm not looking at you too clearly because I'm not touching you right now.
Well, but do you know how we could do that? Maybe it seems like you're wise.
No, yeah. I don't have full understand. I'm so sorry. How rude of me to not introduce myself. I am Tilt Toblerone, a dimensional witch. And I know that there will be many ways in your journeys together that you will find to save these worlds. And you're going to find these ways together. You will find a way to save this world and the world from whence you came. But you're going to have to choose which method of world saving is right for you.
Oh,
there will be people in your life who you love, who have ideas of what is right. And there will be people in your life who you hate, who have ideas as to what is right. And it is going to be up to you to decide what happens. Or maybe you make your own path. I don't know.
You're right.
Why is it up to us?
It is all up to me. Like during this whole monologue, she's clearly talking to Scary, but then if you like pan slightly over to the left, Taylor's like got his hand on his chin, like looking off in the distance, being like, "Yes, yeah, so wise, so correct."
Yeah, it's going to be all on you.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes, we've been told. Yeah.
Heavy burden.
I would also like red pepper flakes, please.
Yeah,
oh, we actually don't have that.
Oh, shit.
No, yeah, we're out. We spilled it all on the floor.
Oh.
In our big fight, we fought a guy. She seems like on our side, though. You seem like you know a lot about this world. Do you know what our dads did? We were here to save our dads, but we found out, I mean, our dads kind of effed this whole thing up. So, like, how do you know all this? Do you know what they did?
I know what they did. I know what their fathers did. And I know vaguely what you will do. Yes. I see in time and space pretty easily. And I saw that today was the day I died. And I wanted to make sure that before I did, I saw you, the next generation, and helped you out as much as I could. Your fathers are within reach. You can find them on this world. And more than that, you can find a way to deal with the Doodler.
Did you say you died today?
Yeah, how are you going to die?
Oh, a heart attack from pizza.
Oh, well, don't eat the pizza!
I take away the pizza.
I grab the pizza and take it away.
I want the pizza, though.
But that's where the heart attack... Maybe that's where the heart attack comes from. The desire for pizza.
Scary starts, like, clapping slowly, like, happy, happy birthday. Today's the day you die. I hate to say this very quick goodbye. You're gonna have a heart attack on a pizza pie. Happy, happy birthday. Today's the day you die.
She falls out of her chair and is dead.
Help! Somebody help! I start doing CPR.
I get the feeling we can't do anything.
And the camera pans out as Scary sings a song again. As
happy, happy birthday. Today's the day you die.
Somebody help.
And Taylor goes like, wait, those memories might still be fresh, though. Can we extract them back out in case we need them again?
Yeah, let's get the syringe.
We drag her.
Oh, no. I didn't think that through.
She knows everything.
But you said a syringe is only one memory.
Yeah, you can get one memory out of her, yeah.
Okay.
You can jam a syringe in and take one memory. Okay. Search for it, like, basically ask sort of a question or something that you're looking for, and we'll see if you can take out something.
How do we beat the Doodler?
But she's dead.
Well, look for a Doodler-based memory.
Doodler-based memory, yes.
A Doodler-defeating-based memory.
How do we defeat the Doodler?
All right, so you jam a syringe in her head, and that's the question that is on your mind as you root around inside of her memories. So I'm going to roll a dice really quickly. Okay, so what you find is you see the sun, which is the first time you've even, you know, thought about it since you came in from the Forgotten Realms, from your original world.
It would be the first time we've ever seen the sun, right?
Like the real sun?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. The first time you've ever seen the sun at all is in the memories of the future of Tiltilborona, of one possible timeline. You see you and your fathers assembled on one side of a dimensional rift, on the safe side of the dimensional rift, back in your home where you came from initially. And you see the Doodler in this realm, hanging high in the sky. You see a sun appear in the sky, and you see it go supernova, and you see that explosion consume everything in that world. It melts the Doodler down to nothing. It incinerates the Doodler. It incinerates the land itself, the buildings, everything in this world. You see that wave of fire reach the portal that you were on the safe side of, and the portal goes dark, and it shuts down forever. And you know that you and your fathers were the ones responsible for bringing the sun back to Earth, but in the most violent and horrible way possible. But in this future, your families are alive, you are safe, and the Doodler is dead. But so is everybody on Earth.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Else is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This show is supported by a Patreon, and some of those patrons who support our show are people by the name of Nautical Noctis, Josh Gearness, Scott W., Julia McLennan, Rufio, Grant S., Kendall Aronson, Sheikah Shaman, Carolyn Brown, Ian Witchy, Aaron Anderson, Trevor L., Robert LeCogue, Mustafa Barodawala, Mary Saul, Tyler Boswell, Marina Laredo, David Lee Killa, Brendan DeBano, and Bijan Shamai. You too can support this show and get ad-free episodes and hours upon hours of bonus content, including mini one-shot campaigns. How, you might ask? It's easier than you think. You just head on over to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. And if you're curious, you can head on over to our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com. Click Patreon on the top bar and just scroll down that page. That's a page that shows all the Patreon content that you can get access to. It's also, if you're a patron, by the way, the easiest way to get access to stuff if you're not a fan of Patreon's interface. Give that mouse wheel a spin and gaze upon all that bonus content that is available to you if you become a patron. That's patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our Twitter is dungeonsanddads. Our subreddit is dungeonsanddaddies. Our new episodes come out every other Tuesday, which means the next one is coming at you September 6th. We will see you then. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
Normal looks at the memory of him shitting himself and says, perhaps in another world, I could have called you friend.